This is the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast, episode number 74. And on this episode, we are diving deep on how to keep Facebook ads simple as the power editor, the targeting options, and really Facebook ads as a whole continue to get more and more complicated. So if you're feeling overwhelmed with the state of Facebook ads right now, this episode is for you. So stay tuned. Hey there, you're listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. My name is Zach Spuckler, and on this show, we talk about how to go from passionate side hustler to full-time online business owner with tips, tricks, and interviews to help you take it to the next level. Let's do it. What is up, you guys? Welcome to another episode of the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. And I'm really excited to be talking about Facebook ads today. And I want to lead in with a little precursor that I think might make some of you guys feel a little bit better. So as of right now, we are working on some of our own Facebook ad campaigns at Heart, Soul, and Hustle, and not all of them have been working as flawlessly as we want. And I've been listening to students inside my challenge program and inside some of my other trainings, as well as some clients. And the consensus right now seems to be that Facebook ads, while it's so cool that they're evolving and we're getting all these options, they're getting more and more complicated, and it's getting really hard to keep up with the evolution of ads. Now, here's the thing. I wanted to share with you that we are having ads that don't convert. We are going through testing with our ads as well. I think that there's this perception out there that once someone gets a couple of Facebook ads to work, like suddenly all of their Facebook ads work all of the time. And quite honestly, that's just simply not the case. When we rebrand or we change our colors or we change the name of the program or even we relaunch the same program but change the time of year or our target audience, we have to start over with new testing. And yes, every time we run ads, we build this base of knowledge that we can work from. But the reality is you are constantly testing, tweaking, and evolving your ads. So I wanted to start this episode before I go into these five steps I have to kind of simplify your Facebook ads if you're feeling overwhelmed, is to start to say, it takes time, it takes practice, it takes patience, and guess what? It's okay if not every ad you write works like a rock star, because guess what? Not every ad that I write converts like a rock star. Now, if you're listening to this and you're like, dude, I just really want to get my feet wet, if you go to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads training, again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads training, I'm going to be hosting a week-long training starting October 2nd, where over 5 days, we'll walk you through setting up your very first or next profitable ad. I'm going to give you some copywriting tips, some image creation. We'll actually go into the setup of your Facebook ad. So if right now you're just feeling like, I just need someone to tell me what to do, head over to that link, heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads, and we'll also link that up in the show notes for you, and get your butt signed up because we really want to take you through this. I've had literally tens of thousands of people go through my free Facebook ads training, and it's really cool to watch people before and after learning some really simple fundamentals. So with that little intro and the offer for some free training, let's dive into the five steps to simplifying your Facebook ads. So number one, I find that most people are getting overwhelmed with ads right now because there's so many options. So you go into the power editor or you go into the ads manager and you think, well, do I want to run an Instagram ad? Do I want to run a video view ad? Should I turn my Facebook Live into a video? Should I be promoting on Instagram or Instagram stories? And what about these new fancy messenger ads? And what about this? And what about that? And I find what's happening is a lot of people are getting lost in the features instead of what they want for their business. So I always tell my students, I have a golden rule, which is your ads always need a purpose. There has never been a better time than right now for distraction to stop you from getting results. Because I talk to people constantly, like day-to-day basis, inside my group, within my community, where people are saying, well, I really need to generate leads or sales, so I ran a live stream as a video. And I say, well, why did you do that? And they say, well, I heard that's cheap, or I heard that's what's working right now, or I heard this, or I heard that. So the first step to actually simplifying your ads is to set a goal. What do you want to achieve with your ads? Now, if you're getting started, The reality is you want leads. You want people to join your email list. And so I want you to start thinking, what does that look like for me in my business? Now, for me, for example, we're running this training this week on Facebook ads, or next week, October 2nd. So my goal is to get people signed up for that challenge. So before I ever go into the Power Editor, before I ever even think about writing copy or anything of that sort, my absolute first step is to figure out, how does this ad turn into leads? So the first thing I do is say, okay, what are the easiest ways to do this? For us, it's either driving traffic to a landing page or running a live video with a link to the landing page. And so that's where we started out. We test those two ads out. And if those ads work great, we let them sing. If they don't, we go back to the drawing board, we look at our stats, and we figure out what's working, okay? Now, I realize that that's kind of a blanket statement. Look at our stats. We've done an episode on the show earlier, troubleshooting your Facebook ads, which I'll also link up in the show notes. But the reality is, first things first, figure out what you want. If you want to get more people signed up for your webinar, don't run an ad for page likes because you feel like you want social proof. If you need to get people registered for your opt-in, don't do a live video if you've never done live videos before and you don't have a strategy to turn those viewers into opt-ins. The first thing you need to realize is you have to focus on what you want. And that's number one. Now, step two is a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but it's you need to get educated on Facebook ads. You absolutely have to. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again because this really is my stance. Whether you do a webinar or a free training or a paid training from myself or someone else, before you go into that ads manager, you need to get current on what's working. Now, the nice thing is people like me, people like, you know, my friends in the industry who teach ads are constantly offering live stream videos, webinars, free trainings, paid trainings, where whatever level you're at, you can get in and figure out what's working now. I mean, right now you're doing this step, and I want you to realize that. Right now you're following step number two by learning what's working right now with Facebook ads, by taking the time to listen to this podcast. And it's so, so important. And I know that this can feel daunting when I say this, but it's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Facebook ads are evolving more rapidly than they ever have before. That's a good thing for you. It means that experts like myself constantly need to be putting out new information, and it's constantly there for you to consume. But so many people are like, well, I want to get a bunch of people sign up to my landing page. I know what my landing page is. I'm going to spend $5 a day or $10 a day because I heard that's what works. I'm going to tell people what to sign up for and I'm going to send it. But they don't learn the basics. They don't learn what is good ad copy, right? What does an ad image need to convert? How do you track conversions with Facebook ads? And some of those things can be a little daunting, but before you ever get in there, you absolutely need to get educated. Now, again, we've got that free training next week. We'll link it up in the show notes. That's where I would get started because I'm literally going to walk you through getting set up. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like what is happening with Facebook ads right now, I constantly ask my students, when's the last time you got yourself current? When's the last time you studied a podcast or watched a webinar? I can tell you point blank, no shame in my game. I bought a Facebook advertising course a week and a half ago, and I teach Facebook ads. Because I always want to be furthering my education. I always want to be learning what's current, and I always want to be up on the times. I also meet usually once or twice a month sometimes with friends of mine who are in the industry who are really good advertisers and ask them what's working. What are you seeing? What are your results looking like? I just called one of my mentors about a week ago and said, hey, I know you just launched. Tell me, you know, this is some of the stuff that happened with our ads in a launch. Did this happen with your ads? And the key here is not that you need friends who are influencers or not that you need people on speed dial who tell you what's working, but that the biggest secret to Facebook ads is education and staying current and staying up to date. It's an ever constant evolving platform, but here's where the good news is. Those of you who take the time to actually get current and get educated, you will actually be ahead of the game. So even though it can seem daunting, giving yourself even 45 minutes a week to listen to a podcast like this, or, you know, The Art of Paid Traffic with my friend Rick Mulready, or, you know, Digital Marketer has a great podcast that talks about advertising that I listen to on a regular basis. take some time on a weekly or even bi-monthly basis, a couple times a month, to get educated and get current. Because when people are overwhelmed, what I quickly realize is that they're overwhelmed because they don't know what's happening. And you have to stay current with ads if you're going to run them for yourself. Now that we've talked about setting the goal and getting educated, I want to really hammer the point home. If you're listening to this episode and you're at a point where you're like, oh my gosh, my ads aren't working, or it's too complicated, or this, that, and the other, it's time to go back to basics. And that's the third step. When I find that my ads aren't converting really well, what has usually happened is like I'm down a rabbit hole chasing a shiny object. I'm like, ooh, what if I connect a messenger ad to a video and we retarget that audience and we hit them on the back end and our pixel fires and rah, rah, rah. And I'm trying to use all the bells and whistles. When in reality, I know that there are some people who will disagree with me, but here's the real reality. If you run an advertisement to a cold audience and get them to join your email list, and you market to your email list for a period of time and offer them a product, a percentage of those people will become customers. So at the end of the day, all you need to do with your Facebook ads is run traffic to a place that generates leads and make sure you have a system in place to turn those leads into sales. That is it. Anything else you're doing is gravy. And so if you're feeling really overwhelmed right now or like, what has happened with my ads? Why aren't they converting the way they used to? I love to check in and say, what if I just go back to basics? And I can tell you quite directly, that's what I just did with one of our most recent ad campaigns. We just, as of this morning, literally as I'm recording this, maybe an hour ago, we're just kicking off a new ad campaign with a video. And I wanted to run a video ad, and I was like, oh my gosh, what if we retarget and this, that, and the other? And I said, hold up, Zach, why are you getting so intense? Why are you already adding layers of complexity? So I took pause. I actually am in a couple of, I'm in several Facebook ad courses. I like to stay current and I like to study. I have someone who teaches video ads very successfully, and I pulled their script. I pulled their 5-step video ad script, and I wrote a script, and I followed their thing verbatim. And then, of course, because it's me, I had to add in my little flair. But I literally wrote out a script on a piece of paper and shot a video following the basic script for video ads. And I want you to ask yourself, when's the last time you've done that? When's the last time you got out of your head, reached into one of your resources, and just followed the process? Because what's so crazy, and it's so crazy, is that Facebook ads are systematic. Media buying, which is advertising, is systematic. Listen, at the end of the day, you are running an ad and you check the stats and go from there. There is a system and a way to run these. And the cool thing is, especially in a space like this, the answers on how to do it are out there. They're waiting for you. You just have to go out and leverage something else. So if you had ads that were working and they're not working, or even if you've never got ads up and running, why are you taking on all the pressure to figure it out yourself when there's experts and Facebook ads ninjas out there who have already done it? So I always like to take pause and say, just go back to basics. Go to a webinar. Go to my free training next week. Go to a paid course you're already in and follow it step by step. Who cares if messenger ads are the greatest thing since sliced bread? Who cares if Instagram story ads are the newest thing and they're converting like hotcakes? Who cares if you heard from a friend that if you shoot a 15-second video and use it as an in-stream ad and then retarget in this? Yes, I'm not saying that stuff's not great. I'm not saying it's not worth experimenting. But why are you adding the bells and whistles to your bicycle before you made sure the wheels worked? So if you're feeling overwhelmed, step 3, get back to basics. So just a quick recap on where we are, and then I'll give you the last two steps. Number 1, set a goal. What do you actually want your ads to do? Still, the most prevalent problem I see is people are running ads because I think that's what I'm supposed to do. Not because they have a goal, not because they know how it builds their business, but because they think they're supposed to be doing it. So they go out and run it for traffic or page likes or even to get leads, but they don't actually know the end game. Start with the end in mind and follow that golden rule. Number 2, get educated. Facebook ads is one of those things where if you learn by trial and error, it costs you money. You learn Instagram by trial and error? Meh, maybe you don't have beautiful pictures. You try YouTube by trial and error? Meh, maybe you don't get a ton of views. You try Facebook ads by trial and error without any education? It's costing you money. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. If you're spending money without knowing what you're doing, you're setting yourself up to lose that money. And then number three, if you're in this space of overwhelm because everything's rolling out, Messenger ads and Instagram ads and in-stream ads and audience network and all of this stuff that you have options, go back to the basics. Plug into a resource you have. I gave you a free resource we're doing next week. I have paid resources. Other people have free resources. Like, I know what you might be like, well, he's telling me to sign up for his free training. No, I'm not. I'm saying sign up for something. Get yourself educated and then follow the systems. Okay? Now, the next thing, step four, is time, patience, and breathing. You know, as much as I love marketing, and I do love marketing, and I do love studying it, sometimes we can get a little bit jaded with the industry because we're being sold these messages on a day-to-day basis, like, look at how I got $1 leads, and look at how I got 5-cent leads, and look at how I got a 400x ROI on my Facebook ads. But I'm not afraid to tell you point blank, we're happy when we double or triple our money with Facebook ads, and you should be too. If you're putting a dollar in and getting $2 or $3 out, that's money. Yes, it's cool to 10x your revenue or get $1 leads, but at the end of the day, if you're taking out more than you're putting in, that's a win, okay? So I want to start there by saying that. Now, the next thing is you need to give yourself time. You do. You need to give your ads time to push out into the newsfeed. But more importantly, you need to give yourself time to make it work. I have so many people that I talk to that are like, well, I ran an ad and it didn't work. And I'm like, well, how much did you spend? I don't know, $20 and it never worked. Or I tried one ad, or I tried, you know, one page or one thing. And it really does take time and testing and patience. And when you go back to the basics and you follow someone's system, the nice thing is you're more likely to get results, but you're not going to get, you know, grand slam results from day one. Now, some people do. And we see those marketing messages of like, my first Facebook ad did 10x. I want to show you how. But I can tell you firsthand, my first Facebook ads were not rock stars. They didn't kill it, right? I have Facebook ads. I just told you last week we ran ads that tanked. Okay? Give yourself time with every promotion. And so I'm saying, like, give yourself time, be patient, but I really want to spell this out in a very tactical way. If you're new to Facebook ads and you have a launch or a webinar coming up, give yourself 14 plus days to start running ads. Seriously, start testing ads 14 days out. We were trying a new strategy with our ads, so we started testing 14 days out. And what happened is for about 5 to 7 days, it just didn't work. It didn't work. So luckily, we'd started 14 days out, and now we still have a week to push out ads that we know work, to go back to the basics, to get these ads converting for us. But if you're launching in 4 days, I can't tell you how many times I hear this, that are like, well, I have a webinar in 4 days and I need 1,000 registrations. Well, that's not going to happen. It's just not. You got to give yourself time, and you have to give the ads time to work. And then you have to be patient. You do. Like, I can tell you, it's crushing. It's crushing when I'm running an ad and it's not converting and I'm like, ugh, I teach Facebook ads and these stupid ads aren't working the way I want them to, right? I have to be patient with myself and know, look, this is what it takes. It takes time. It takes testing. It takes patience. And at the end of the day, if you're not willing to take the time to figure out what works, have the patience to know that not everything is going to go the right way, and breathe when things get tough, ads aren't going to work for you. They're just not. And I wish there was like a better tip for you than be patient, figure it out, go with the flow, but there's not. And the reason, in my opinion, that so many people struggle with ads or don't get their ads to the level they want is they don't do this step. They try it for maybe a month and then they give in. You know, some of our ads, it took multiple months to a year to really get great on how we wanted to position our copy and our offers. And even then, it doesn't work forever. You have to come back in, you know, 6 to 12 months and revive your ad and change things and be responsive to the market. So be kind to yourself. Don't think that everything works. And don't think that everything works for the experts. Because guys, I can tell you from firsthand experience, not just from myself, but from, you know, friends in the industry, people I personally know who teach and run Facebook ads, that yes, sometimes we run ads that don't work. Sometimes we go into a promotion where ads tank. Sometimes our ad accounts run into issues. Sometimes we can't get an ad approved for 48 hours. Everything you're struggling with your ads right now, you are going to struggle with when you're spending $5, $10, $20,000 a month. Those things don't change. And that's why step number four is time, patience, and breathing. So now that I've given you the first four, let's do the final step, which is to scale slowly. Once people get a couple successful ads running, the gut reaction is to put a ton of money on the ads and let it ride. But there are rules that you need to follow to how to scale your ad. And once you get an ad working, if it's working at $5 a day, if you boost it up to $50 a day, it will crash overnight. It just will. So what you need to do is, once you've gone through these steps, right? You've got the goal, you've got some basic education, you've followed a really clear system, you've given it time, and you've got something that's working. This is where the frustration like amplifies to a 10. And you might be like, well, once I have an ad working, why does my frustration go up? Because now you have to figure out how to get all the leads you need. You have to figure out how to get as many people in front of that ad as you want. But you really can't scale more than 25 to 50% a day once you have that ad working. So if you're spending, say, $5 a day on an ad, tomorrow you really don't want to go up more than, say, $2.50 max. And then you need to spend that per day for at least 24 hours. And then you need to wait another 24 hours before you boost the budget again. It's really deflating when you get an ad to work and then suddenly it's not working anymore. And a lot of times that culprit is that you scaled too fast. And so number four and number five in this five steps really play together well, because you have to be patient. Because you have to realize you can't just get one ad to work and then spend $5,000 a day. Don't I wish that was the secret, because I'd be running way more ads and making way more money. You have to scale with time. And so just again to reiterate that rule, and I used to say 50%, but I've been, you know, reading around and staying current and finding that a lot of people are saying it's even lower now. So like 25 to 50% max per day is what you can increase your budget. So if you're spending $5 a day, maybe the next day you spend $7, and then the next day you spend $10, and then the next day you spend $13, and then the next day you spend $16. That's how you want to scale. And just as a little kind of asterisk, footnote, what have you, a lot of people say, well, if I'm only spending $5 per day and I can only scale, you know, 25 to 50% a day, how do I spend $10,000 on my launch? And the secret is, you run a ton of ads. You run an ad to people who like Amy Porterfield. You run an ad to people who like James Wedmore. You run an ad to people who like Screw the 9-to-5. You run an ad to people who like Frank Kern and people who like Lewis House. You run all of these ads at $5 a day until you're spending $200 a day. And then your 20% scale looks more like $40, then $80, then $100. But you have to be able to spend way more at a time and test way more ad sets, which is where people get a little defeated, because guess what that requires? A bigger budget. So you have to go back to step number four, and you have to have the patience to build your business, okay? You have to scale slowly. And so I mean that from the tactical perspective of scaling your ad slowly, but I also mean it from the 20,000 foot view of, you can't have your first $100,000 launch tomorrow without the infrastructure and the budget. So my first successful launch in this business was like $2,000. And then the next one was $6,000. And then the next one was like $20,000. And then we were there for a little while. And then up to $60,000. And then up to $100,000. And, you know, it took time. That was over the course of a couple years. It took me 2 years to get to a six-figure launch. So give yourself time to scale your launches. Give yourself time to scale your webinars. You know, the biggest thing that might be causing you headache is that you're trying to be a one-hit wonder, when the A players, the successful people in the space, they weren't one-hit wonders. They took the time and the energy to do it over years and years and years. You know, I was recently at a conference in Australia where I met a peer of mine who I thought had become an overnight success. They're running a seven-figure business, leveraging the power of Facebook ads, and I you know, I didn't want to talk to them because, to be completely honest, I was a little jealous. I was like, how did they do this so fast? And when they gave their presentation on the screen, what I realized is they'd been in business for almost 5 years. And their business wasn't at seven figures in year three or year four. It took them until year five, if I recall correctly, year four or five, to actually get there. But what we see is, wow, that person had a $1 million launch or a six-figure launch. And we don't look at where they came from. So if you're trying to do it all by next month, my question to you is why, right? Yes, time is fleeting. Yes, time is short, but you've got some. So move at your pace and give yourself time to scale. So let's recap these five steps and I'll leave you with some parting words. My five steps to simplify your Facebook ads go like this. Number one, set a goal. Get clear on what you want to achieve with your ads so that you're not running ads because you should, you're running ads with a purpose. Number two, get educated. Facebook ads are one of the few marketing strategies where trial and error costs you money. Get educated. And I've got a free training coming up next week, if that's the step you're on, that I'll give you a link for in just a second. Number three, get back to basics. Stop trying to make all the bells and whistles work from day one. Follow someone's simple structure, follow a step-by-step strategy, and get your first set of ads up. And then step four, give yourself time, be patient, and breathe. It's going to be a lot of emotions. I have a friend who likes to call them ad motions. Instead of emotions, you get ad motions. It's the emotions that come with running ads. And we all deal with them, whether you're running a $500 launch or a $500,000 launch. And finally, scale slow. Scale slow at the ad level and scale slow at the business level. It's not a race. Listen, most of us, we get caught up in the race of like, well, I want to have a six-figure launch or a seven-figure launch. But the reality is you don't even want that. You just want to work less. You want to be home on a Monday in your PJs recording a podcast. And guess what? That doesn't require a $1 million launch on day one. It requires time, patience, and scaling with diligence. So there you have it. Five steps to simplifying your Facebook ads if you're feeling totally overwhelmed. Now, we will put all of these up in a nice simple show notes over at heartsoulhustle.com/74. Again, that's heartsoulhustle.com/74. And I just want to encourage you, listen, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like ads are getting complicated, if you're feeling like you're not getting the results you want, sign up for the free training I'm hosting starting August 2nd. Seriously, we're going to get you your first ad up and running in about 5 days. And if you want to get yourself registered, you can either head over to the show notes where we'll have it linked up, or if you're like me and you're like, just give it to me now, you can head over to heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads training. Again, it's heartsoulhustle.com/FB ads training. You get yourself signed up, drop your name and email, we'll get you RSVP'd, and we'll spend a week together getting your ads set up together. No overwhelm, no confusion, just simple daily step-by-step instructions for a week. So with that being said, we hope to see you on October 2nd. Get out there, let's keep Facebook ads simple, and I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to the Heart, Soul, and Hustle podcast. For more great stuff, be sure to visit heartsoulhustle.com.